Hello and welcome to the Jeff Blumenkrantz Songbook Podcast. Month upon a time, episode 7. The holidays may have passed, but not here on the podcast. I have assembled a very special holiday episode. There are so many people here in the room with me right now. This is such an unusual experience, but I'm really excited to introduce all of my guests. Can I do this in alphabetical order? Yes, I'm going to. I have with me today the wonderful Mick Blyer, Galen Gilliland, and Sierra Rain.
It's actually Rhine. That's okay, I know. It's from Austria.
Thank you for correcting me. Well, you know, Sierra Rain just sounds like something that happens in the north.
Yeah. She is from the San Francisco area, yeah, so it wouldn't be surprising.
Sierra Rain.
Yeah.
Thank you all so much for being here. These guys have taken on the crazy task of learning some ridiculous jazz vocal arrangement of this song during the most wonderful time of the year.
We put that in quotes.
Yes, that's to be debated.
So I just want to talk a little bit about how at least half of you came to be here. I had seen the Goodspeed Opera House production of City of Angels, which one of my best friends did the costumes for. Tracy Christensen did a great job.
Yeah.
And I love City of Angels. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I have always fantasized about is being in the Angel City 4, which is like the quartet that sings a lot of the, I don't know, how would you describe the way they function in that show?
Well, they're sort of the Greek chorus.
In the first act, they're Greek chorus, yeah. And in the second act, they're kind of filler ensemble.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they kind of go back into the color world, you know, but from the start of the show, we are kind of the Greek chorus that comments on things and just provides a little bit of the jazz Cy Coleman tight harmony,
feel.
Sound and feel, and the mood and
the best
that kind of thing.
Vocal arrangements ever.
Seriously. Yeah.
And you guys were amazing.
Oh,
so Mick and Sierra were half of the Angel City 4. Mm-hmm. And it turns out they are 2/5 of a vocal group called Marquee 5.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
So when I ask for song ideas from my Twitter followers, and I got an idea from Rene Ruiz. Do either of you know him by any chance?
No.
He is the founder and one of the members of the vocal group Toxic Audio.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And he suggested an idea of writing something for a Christmas, I can't remember if he said quartet or a Christmas caroling group.
Group, yeah.
Lament.
Yeah.
Those were the key words. And I was like, oh, you know what? It's the 12th. It's the 7th episode of this song cycle, but mm-hmm. like if this song cycle were being performed, say,
right.
this would be like the finale.
Right.
So I figured, yeah, you know, having a group number is sort of a nice idea. So, and I heard his idea. I was thinking about you guys, mm-hmm. and I was like, it's the Angel City 4.
Aww.
But since there were only 2 of you available,
right.
I brought in my friend, the ringer. Galen Gilliland and I took the tenor part. So Galen and I met doing this really fun job. Are we allowed to talk about it now?
I hope so. I think we should.
We did the, what you say.
We did the State Farm Insurance industrial job in Las Vegas.
It's a great job.
It's a cush gig. I mean, not the, I don't mean to sound ungrateful, but not the most artistic job I've ever done, but
no,
one of the more lucrative
absolutely,
ones.
I absolutely feel like I want to cut that. No, I mean, please, original score by Jason Robert Brown.
Well, that was fantastic.
Wow. Come on.
And wonderful to work
How
with
can
him.
You even, you know.
But I mean, you know, it's a big, long commercial, so it's nothing that I'm like, oh, I could use this song in an audition.
Oh, yes. No
when
songs
you're singing
in the book.
About State Farm, you can't.
That's true. Yeah. But anyway, Galen acquitted herself amazingly in that show and as she does here.
Well, thank you.
Thank you all so much.
It was our pleasure.
Yeah.
So I want to talk to you guys about group singing, because mm-hmm. I think that's sort of something that I've never dealt with on my podcast, and a lot of people listen to this and they, you know, it serves as somewhat educational, or you know, they're like, oh, I never thought about that, or mm-hmm. I wonder what it's like to be in a vocal group or to be in a show and have to be responsible for singing in parts.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to talk about that. And I also want to ask you guys how Marquee 5 came to be and how you ended up in City of Angels. And so why don't we start with that? Talk about, like, how did you guys become a thing?
Funny enough, a couple years ago, I was asked to sing with this Christmas caroling group called the Definitely Dickens Holiday Carolers.
Oh, I can see the costume.
Full-on Dickensian wear, top hats, capes, the women are in hoop skirts. And Sierra actually had sung with the group in L.A., mm-hmm. But they started a branch out here in New York. And there were four of us that ended up singing together a lot. And so many people were asking us, so what do you do after the holidays? And we just found that our sound was really... just there was something special about the four of us singing together. So we all said, well, what the heck? Why don't we sing other stuff?
Right. And we so we started looking into shows. We just basically brought out all our musical theater songbooks and said, oh, let's sing from falsettos. Let's sing from Spelling Bee. Let's do some Candor and Ebb. Actually, we did do a little bit of City of Angels in that session like 2 years ago.
Nothing else in the musical theater canon that has
four-part harmonies.
Part harmony like yeah. that. So we sang a couple of songs a couple times and we're like, oh, this would be fun to do someday.
Oh, how about Let's Do as our like first, piece of canon, Let's Do And the World Goes Round, which is a Candor and Ebb show made for five people, though.
So our music director and our tenor, Adam West Hemming, was trying to, kind of colloid it into four parts, and it just wasn't working because it was written so well for five. So we figured out we needed a fifth voice. Several of us knew Julie Rayburn, who is our mezzo, mm-hmm. Asked her, and she was on board. So
from the first phone call, she was I'll do that. Yeah.
So from then, we did our own Candor and Ebb show that Adam rewrote arrangements and wrote some new stuff.
Yeah.
We won a Mac Award for that, which was really cool.
Right off the bat, it was really cool.
We then did a second. We then did a second show called 8-Track Throwback, which we're really excited. We just recorded it, and the album was released just over a month ago. So we're stoked.
Yeah.
It's a really cool album. Go to marquee5.com for info about the CD.
MarquueeFive
.com.
Some people don't know how to spell marquee. It's like MQUIS. That's
another way of spelling it.
Yeah, exactly.
And
exactly.
To get back to your question, it's interesting when the five of us sing together because we're all soloists in our own right. But and finding soloists, vocalists who are also really strong musicians who can blend and work together is sometimes hard to find. So it was really cool to be working with these incredible people who all were coming together for a common goal to make some really cool sounds.
Yeah. And I feel like singing harmony with a group, whatever size it is, whether it's a gigantic, New York gay men's chorus or a small group of five or even two people, you have to have moments of ego, and then you have to make sure you check your ego at the door in terms of finding your place in the harmony or your place in the moment. And to also, if someone says, oh, you're on the wrong note, you really have, let's work on this, let's go back, you have to just kind of go, yeah, I'm hitting the wrong note. Ugh. And you have to imagine so many, as good as we might sound by the end product, the first rehearsal, it sounds like caterwauling.
It's like cats in a bag.
Yeah. The worst sound ever. So it is definitely a process. Not all of us are amazing sight readers. Most of us have very good ears that we can kind of work with each other and work it out. And we all have unique voices that we all have to kind of work around and know when the solos are so we can back up, or know when to pick it up and move it forward. That's like the essence of being able to be both an egotistical bastard and and a humble servant to the music and to the group.
Gillen, have you had a lot of like group?
Well, I think that the first time I ever started singing was in my high school choir. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I only did that because I wanted to dance in the musicals. I wanted, and my mom said, well, that's how you get in them. You have to go. And I thought, okay, that sounds boring, but I'll do it. And I loved it. So I have loved part singing. It's so cool to sing with people that are already situated as a group because it's kind of easier to slide into that that part. And I so enjoyed working with you guys in our rehearsals and stuff because
you have some very big shoes to fill. Our soprano Vanessa Marshall Parvin, she's great. But you really
thanks.
You fit in very well.
I so enjoy part singing. And when Jeff asked me to do this, I said yes because you know that's really right up my alley.
Well, I had heard you. You know, you sang that song with Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you were backing up Destin, and the way these two women sounded together, it was crazy.
Nice. Well, I mean, I really secretly want to be someone's backup singer. I really do. I know that sounds kind of boring, you know, instead of out front, but I love that. I love, you know, blending with somebody and making a sound that is almost instrumental to the lead singer, you know,
it's
part
funny,
of the band almost.
Growing up, I, you know, sang in church and sang in choirs, and my sister and I would sing harmonies in the car all the time, but I didn't, my ear was so tuned to just music in general that I never knew what was the melody or what was the harmony. We just were singing the music of it, so it's really interesting.
Yeah, I constantly harmonize the weirdest ways with any piece of music on the radio.
On the radio,
I was saying to my friend as we were driving back and forth to our hometown for the Christmas holiday that the last time I drove home, I had 6 hours of endless singing and harmonizing to Christmas carols and was sore by the end of it.
Well, what do you think? Do you think it's time to sing?
I think
so.
Do.
Yeah,
this is a crazy song, by the way.
Yeah,
I love
it's
it.
So much fun.
It challenges every single, you know, part of the singing acting.
I know.
Range.
It was really like you were saying, you know, to really nail something. It really takes, you know, time and whatever. And you guys, thank you for like getting really close. Do you know what I mean? to a great sound. And I don't mean to like diminish what we've accomplished, but I think what you're saying is accurate, and we've spent, you know, a few hours on this, and you know, it's great.
It's so much fun.
Thanks. So here we go. We're gonna sing this song, and then thanks again to Renee Ruiz for the idea. I guess it doesn't really need a setup. I'm just gonna name it.
All right.
So this is Mick Blyer, Jeff Blumenkrantz, Galen Gilliland, and Sierra Ryan singing Christmas in New York.
Sidewalk cart, tourists Square. It's Christmas in New York. No better place to spend the holidays than there. Ba 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 da.
I smell his urine. It's 40 degrees out. Why can I still smell urine?
It's Christmas in New York. People shopping everywhere.
I saw it first.
No, you didn't.
My hand was on it.
Should've held tighter.
Bitch!
Do you kiss your kids with that mouth?
Fuck you!
Give it back!
I'll kill you!
Let's check out the tree. See the rockets kicking.
Rip off!
Then go Saint Nicking.
Get your picture on Santa's lap.
Like I'm gonna let my kid get fondled by some strange guy. But thanks for giving her something else to cry about.
No time to nap.
Oh, great!
It's Christmas in New York. Treat the family to a show.
Can't afford stocking stuffers, Broadway. Ha!
It's Christmas in New York. Look, it's starting to snow.
Crap! Now it's gonna be a month before I can wear a decent pair of shoes again.
Chestnuts roasting on the sidewalk car. Tourists filling Times Square.
I need a bathroom.
It's Christmas in New York.
Christmas in New York.
Christmas in New York.
Christmas in New York.
Christmas in New York. For the holidays. Try and be anywhere but there. Ba-ba-ya-ba.
You guys, that was great. I just think it's so funny when Galen was home for the holidays, she sang the song for her mom, and her mom was like, "Oh, I really like it." Up until the second part.
I just really like the sweet beginning part, and Jeff should write that and become famous and have a whole new Christmas tune that's out there. And I'm like, it's supposed to be funny, Mom. She didn't get it.
But true New Yorkers understand,
yes,
understand how important the second part is.
Yes. So she needs to listen to things twice, usually. She always says, the first time I only listen to you, or I only watch you, and the second time then I can get a sense of the whole piece.
So. Either that, or she needs to spend more time in New York.
Yes.
At the end of December.
She would say amen to that.
Yeah. So, you know, one thing we didn't talk about before we sang was how your group career kind of mixes with your theater career, mm-hmm, and also how, Galen, I know you've been in some big shows, and how has, like, part singing served you? I mean, they don't audition you around that, do they? They don't make you sing in groups. It's all solo.
Yeah, it's all solo. But they, I mean, when I did Wicked, and they were very adamant about wanting someone who could blend for my part, because she's got some, like, a large belting solo, but also a lot of high belting things in the ensemble. And that ensemble needs to sound like a full group.
Yeah.
And I got a lovely compliment from the sound guy who said, I rely on your voice and I pump you up because you hold your part down. Because people are, you know, lifting other people over their heads on a raked stage in that show, and they can't be belting an F at that point.
Yeah.
So I'm on the ground, you know, step touching or whatever I'm doing, and belting, you know, to hold down the part. And it's, I love that. I love having that compliment and being a part of that group to make that kind of sound that they want.
Yeah.
So,
and in terms of, well, we as Marquee 5, we had, well, as Marquee 4, I guess you could say, before we started the group, we sang some of the City of Angels stuff. So we actually went into Goodspeed auditions.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to ask you about
that. Yeah, we actually went in saying, okay, let's sing some of the City of Angels. We sang, like, the first half of Everybody's Gotta Be Somewhere.
Yeah.
And we also sang our holiday version of Santa Baby.
Yes.
Because our version is very jazzy.
It starts out with Sierra scatting.
Yeah, scatting,
oh,
yeah.
The baseline.
Yeah, exactly. So it was in the same vein, and even though we were singing it in, what was it, May or something?
Like,
yeah,
that.
Yeah. So we came in as a group just to kind of go, here's our sound and our technique and our relationships on a platter, and they picked it up, and that was
awesome.
Excellent. Yeah, it was kind of oh my God, we actually did it. Oh my God,
really
we're doing
smart
the show.
Of them. Smart of them too to get a group that's intact because of what you're saying. When you have to intimately know each other's voices, then you are only going to be
they
better.
They didn't have to build our sound with the show. They just had to teach us the notes. We had the sound with amongst the four of us, so
it's
great. It made the music director's job a lot easier.
Can you imagine?
I always feel like in musical theater, when you know how to, when you know the process it takes to be in the ensemble and do really tight harmonies or really difficult stuff, like, you know, like Sweeney Todd, that work is really tough. It's very kind of jazz-like. You really get an appreciation, even if you're doing solo work, if you're doing a part, quote-unquote, you really look at the ensemble in a different way, that it's not, they're not just, it takes different kind of talent than solo, main role or even character roles on the side. You really get an appreciation for the amount of work that they have to do. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they just kind of get handed music and plunked out once, and they have to do a lot of work on their own. Yeah. And, they don't get the attention that a director, they don't get the work sessions or the attention that the leads, quote unquote, do. So that's at least something that I've always really appreciated going into that.
Do any of you have anything coming up that you want to talk about?
Well, Marky Five is going to go into the next show. I mean, it's still to be
Well, our mezzo is expecting child number two.
Wow. Yeah.
So Julie's having the... I guess we're allowed. Jude is his name. Yeah. We're very excited for him to join us. So that kind of... Our plan was to do our next show in the spring. And she's...
Do in April.
I have the name for the show.
Okay, what's up?
Hey Jude.
Hey Jude.
Beatles show.
Yeah, we just did a 60s and 70s show. But I think our next one is going to be swing. Actually, it's going to be more of the
back porch swing set
kind of, you know. But taking songs that are either traditionally swing, like Savoy or Join Us Really Jump In or something like that, or Route 66, or songs that are modern. And then, songs that are modern and haven't been swung before, kind of reinterpretations of that.
Great.
At least that's our new. And, you know, individually, we're still auditioning, at least, trying to find out the next show.
Yeah, what happens if one of you gets a show and, like, does all group stuff get put on hold? Or, like,
We've
how do you deal with the priority thing?
I was away, I was doing a play, not this past summer, the summer before, and... we were rehearsing kind of on our own, and it was rough because they were building a sound together and I was off, you know, being an actor. So that was difficult when we came back together and to kind of put the music together with me having been on, you know, solo on it. Mm-hmm. But, it's the understanding that work is work and,
you gotta take it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're building our resume just the same as Marky Five is building its resume.
Right.
And
one can only strengthen the other. I would think. Yeah,
we'd hope so.
I have a regional gig coming up.
It's
coming up. It's not for a few months, so much can happen between now and then. but I have really never done a proper full production of a Sondheim show.
Oh.
Aside from a small gig that I did. Unpaid, but a blast in Fire Island. But I have been asked to do Sondheim on Sondheim in Cleveland at the Great Lakes Theater.
Congratulations.
And I'm excited about it because I'm excited to have a large chunk of time to learn that difficult music instead of a quickie throw together situation. And
that's wonderful. Good for you.
I'm excited. Yes. And then some irons in the fire for other stuff that I've been a part of that will hopefully make it into New York.
I know what you're talking about.
I don't know. I hope I'm allowed to say it. They've just announced Allegiance, the Japanese American internment musical
that's
going to do an out of town tryout in San Diego at the Old Globe Theater next fall.
Nice.
And I have done the workshop of that already, and hopefully we'll be asked to do that stint of it. And then somewhere in 2013 it would come in to New York.
Nice.
So I hope to be a part of that production as well.
Cool.
Nice. Well, I can't thank you guys enough again for being here.
It was
awesome to be here. It really was.
And really great.
One more time, thanks to Renee Ruiz.
Yes, I'm going to follow you on Twitter.
So this is Jeff and Mick and Sierra and Galen saying
bye.